I now call the board back in session, and I'll go to you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Took a look at this and talked to staff about the issue on the deck height. And one of the things that is a distinguishing characteristic here is this is a manufactured home park, and there are some differing standards. One of the things that you will note is that the ability for open and unenclosed decks to encroach in certain areas, those supplementary regulations also say this ability is not something that applies to manufactured home parks. And the issue that you had raised is not something that is, I think, specifically addressed, and to the point that it is, you know, this code also talks about open and unenclosed landings, ability of them to encroach into the 20-foot separation distance. This is not something that is permissible. This is something that appears to be an accessory structure and one that would need to have a variance, which is what the applicant has applied for. What's before you right now is one that would be elevated 28 inches and would need to meet, and they've certainly testified about the changes in the stairwells, but I think that the fact that they would need a variance is appropriate. At least, I'm not pining on whether the variance standards have been met, but I think the fact that they need a variance is what's needed here.
Keith? Any questions from any of the members? Wharton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
It's ruled.
Okay. You ruled. Thank you, then, for that time, both of you.
Appreciate Glad to do it.
Okay. So where were we at, then?
I believe at this point the
call for
you've called for one who is in or I don't believe you've called for anybody in favor yet. I believe Mr. Gentle had just come up to testify,
yeah.
But I don't know if they've concluded their presentation or if they have anything else they want
to
add.
No, we just want to know. Want to know. Well, go ahead and talk.
Yep.
We just want to know: are we going 28 feet or 28 inches? Or are we going 6 inches?
28 at this point.
28
at
this point.
That's it. Yeah. You know, we got an interpretation of
yeah. So 28 inches, sir. Yes.
We can do that.
Okay.
Perfect.
And you want 3 points?
We haven't approved.
He didn't say that yet.
But we haven't approved it yet. Okay. There we go. First, let me finish. Then we'll get there.
All right.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion on case number 11791.
Gentlemen, did you, you know, with all this commotion here that I started, did you address the criteria for a variance? Mm-hmm. Were they addressed?
Yep.
Okay. I see you have them written down here.
I kind of stumbled through them.
Yep,
I see them written down here. Yep. You got them home.
You sure did.
I'm sorry.
Well, gentlemen, I have looked at this. I think they're not asking for a lot here. I think it should be that they ought to be able to have a deck out there since they don't have one at all and the size of the lot and the shape of the lot. So having said that, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11791 for the following reasons. The shape of the lot is irregular. Of course, the lot shows that it's an irregular lot. And also the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That's what I had said prior to this. And also the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by you because of the lot's size and the lot's shape. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There's a lot of other homes in there, I believe you testified, mm-hmm. that have the same type of variance. The requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11791. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,791 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, let me ask you one more question.
All right, sir.
Do we have to wait to start this, or can we?
It would be.
Six months.
As I noted at the beginning of the hearings tonight, all the board's decisions are only final upon the issuance of a written decision. You may recall that the board approved certain written decisions earlier tonight. So when those come up on an agenda at that time, when that decision is final, you'll be sent a copy. There is an appeal period which may run. So anything that you do between now and the expiration of that appeal period is at your own risk.
Okay, so wait to hear from you before we start anything.
I'm not going to give you legal advice. I'm just telling you it's at your risk.
See, that's the problem, because we've heard so many different stories. Oh, as soon as you get it approved, you can start the next day.
Well,
there's consequences if you do it. Basically, what he's telling
you. We'll wait for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
All righty.